Maseches Yuma, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Balo Eto Par, the Tsar Hanitzrofim. After the Tsar was sent out, Lazazel, the Kohen Gadol went to the Par and the Tsar that were taken out to be burnt. This was the Par Kohen Gadol and the Tsar, which is Olah Hashem. After he did all the Hazos and the Matan Dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the din was to take the Par and the Tsar out of the Hazar to be burnt. But first, Karan Vahoyti Es Amurim. First, he ripped them open and took out the emurim, the parts of the animals that were nikrav on the mizbeach hachitzon. Nasman b'magid, he put the emurim in a tray, the hiktiran agabe mizbeach, to be burnt on top of the mizbeach. He didn't burn them now on the mizbeach, but later on, after he did the musafim, then he was makdir the emurim. Kolan b'miklos, he ripped the par and tsar into strips, v'hoitzion l'beis hasreifa. He took them out to be burnt. What he did was, they took two poles, and they put the par and tsar hanitzrofim on these two poles, and four kohanim took out on these two poles the par and tsar out of the azara to be burnt. Ume'emesai metamei begadim. At what point do the kohanim's clothes become tamei? Like the pasuk says, v'asorif osam yechabes begadim. Of those that take out the par and tsar to be burnt, their clothes become tamei. Mishayetu chutz lachomet azara. As soon as they go out of the azara, their clothes are tamei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mishayita ta'or beruba. He says that their clothes didn't become tamei until most of the par and tsar was already ignited. Sechas Yuma, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Amru lo lekohen gadol. They told the kohen gadol, higia tsar lamidbar. The tsar hamishtaleach had reached the midbar. Because the din was, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to continue the Avodah until the Tsar reached the Midbar. Uminayin hayu yodin shehigia Tsar lamidbar. How did they know when the Tsar had reached the Midbar? Darkios hayu osin. They made towers. Umanifin basidrin. And they would stand on these towers and wave flags. Viyodin shehigia Tsar lamidbar. And in that way, they knew when the Tsar had reached the Midbar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'halosimin gadol hayu lahem. They had a different way of knowing when the Tsar had reached the Midbar. Me Yerushalayim bad Beit Chidudo, Slosha Milin. From Yerushalayim until Beit Chidudo was 3 mil. The Beit Chidudo was the beginning of the Midbar. Hochen Mil, the Chashuv Yerushalayim had accompanied the Tsar Mishtaleach 1 mil until the first Sukkah, the Chozer Mil. Then they came back 1 mil, the Shoen Kidei Mil. Then they waited the amount of time it takes to walk another mil. The Yodin Shehigia, Tsar in the Midbar. And in that way they knew when the Tsar had reached the Midbar. Rabbi Yehuda held that as soon as the Tsar reached the beginning of the Midbar, that was the Ikar Mitzvah of the Shiluach La'azazel, and then the Kohen Gadol can continue with the Avodah. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, V'halo Simen Acher Hayulahem, had another way of knowing. Lashin Shel Zoharis Hayukasher Apitzcho Shohecho. A strip of red wool was tied by the doorway of the Hecho. U'kashahigia Tsar L'midbar. And as soon as the Tsar reached the Midbar, Haya HaLashon Malbim, the Lashon of wool would turn white. Shenemar, Im Yiyu Chateichem Kashanim, if your sins are red like a shani, Kashelig Yabino, they'll become white like snow.